Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson for spending some time with us this Tuesday afternoon. We have some breaking news from close to home. In Janesville, three adults have been apparently found dead with gunshot wounds at an apartment complex Tuesday morning. A fourth adult was found critically injured. Janesville police officers reported to the scene for a report of a, quote, family problem, which was then followed by a 911 call. The injured person was taken to Mercy Hospital by Janesville fire paramedics with life-threatening injuries. The shots were reported at around 11:05 a.m. in the 2600 block of North Pontiac Drive at the Aspen Square Apartments. Police said at a press conference Tuesday afternoon there was no credible threat to the community. Again, importantly for you and everyone in the Janesville area, there is no credible threat to the community, but yet another incident of gun violence taking lives. This one, again, very close to home. We have an other breaking news this hour that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has been transported by ambulance to a D.C. area hospital. No information yet about what may have occurred, what required for her to go to the hospital. Again, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has been transported just moments ago, reporting within the last 30 minutes or so, has been transported to a D.C. metro area hospital. A spokesperson for Noem issued the following statement. Quote, Secretary Noem had an allergic reaction today. She was transported to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. She is alert, talking to her security detail, and recovering. I'm glad to hear that. I don't want people having health issues. So much happening these days. Also, I want to update the story that we led with this hour. I shared with you that New York City mayoral candidate, that primary is next week. New York City mayoral candidate and current comptroller Brad Lander was arrested by federal officials Tuesday, early afternoon, late morning. He has now been released from federal custody as of this afternoon. New York City comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander released from federal custody. He was apparently had been monitoring action in the immigration court in downtown New York this week, had been walking along migrants as they exited the building. Apparently, again, someone that he was walking with or escorting was getting then picked up by ICE agents, and an altercation occurred, resulting in Mr. Lander's arrest. That New York City mayoral primary field, it's a little packed. One to watch what happens in the New York City mayor's race, because, of course, you've got Andrew Cuomo running as well. Another middle-aged, disgraced politician rising from the ashes like a phoenix after various allegations of sexual impropriety. I just wish that wouldn't happen anymore. Either the predicate allegations or the creepy guys that were in office coming back again. No. Stay out of the limelight. The reason that we wanted to have the mayor on is that, again, I think the rhetoric coming from the Trump administration and from Donald Trump itself is accelerating. It is gaining in its unhingedness, I think would be a fair way to put it. I didn't want to take our time with the mayor, but I do want to take a moment to read a portion of what Donald Trump put out on social media on Sunday night. Again, this is after a targeted list of attempted political assassinations and two successful political assassinations in Minnesota over the weekend. So that's what has happened, and Donald Trump chooses to tweet this out, or Truth Social, it, or whatever he used. ICE officers are ordered herewith by notice of this truth, all caps, to do all in their power to achieve the very important goal of delivering the single mass deportation, the largest mass deportation program in history. In order to achieve this, we must expand efforts to detain and deport illegal aliens in America's largest cities, such as LA, Chicago, and New York, where millions upon millions of illegal aliens reside. These and such other cities are the core of the Democrat power center, where they cheat in elections and grow the welfare state, blah, 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 blah. So that's what it's about. It's actually, he said it right there. This isn't about targeting the worst of the worst people who are here illegally, because they're all over the country. It's about targeting Democrats. It's about trying to incite violence. And remember the big brutal bill. Why are we cutting Medicaid, which is overwhelmingly popular with both Democrats and Republicans, overwhelmingly supports millions of Americans, 71 million Americans get their health care from Medicaid? What does it do in addition to the big tax cuts for the billionaires and the mega corporations? Oh, yeah, we're defunding Medicaid to the tune of nearly $1 trillion, ripping life-saving healthcare away from people to pay for the mass roundup and deportation of people who work full-time jobs, who are your neighbors, your friends that live in your communities, whose kids are citizens. That's who he's rounding up. When we come back, we'll be joined by State Senator Dora Drake. Where do the state's budget negotiations stand? What's coming up for our Juneteenth celebrations here in Wisconsin? We discuss with the state senator when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.